was given to Mozart not for Mozart. It was for me, you. Now, Mozart died in misery. That special stuff given to him was not for him, was not for his consumption. He died because of that. Of course, he was satisfied at the same time, because deep down, he said, I will give you a personal stuff deep down. But I gave you this for the others, not for you. The gift here is not personal. Mozart made my life a happier life. I enjoyed so many times that lovely music. It was for me, wasn't it? So here, he will explain it this way in this story. God will come down as he needs some explanation to a silly dervish. I don't care now if he's Abdul or whatever. This was a dervish, a silly one. But God is coming down, talking to him for you. This is Rumi. We're telling you that. Remember, personal stuff is different. We'll be punished, we'll receive the gift and all of that. But that's just the detail, the simplest stuff. Everything happens here. Happens for what? Have you ever thought, why are you here now and doing this stuff? Something is happening to humanity, and it needed this moment, my presence. But it's not about me and my presence. This is something that may flower, I don't know, 2,000 years from now. I'm happy to be a part of it. The big plan is different. Small plan is different here. All the private life of this dervish we talked about was an example for you, that do not promise yourself nonsenses, do not exaggerate, do not believe that you are in control only, blah, 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 all of that. But all of this was to explain the rest of it, that this was happening to these dervishes for the others, the suspicious people who need some magical stuff. The logical people, they're looking for reasoning to be convinced. The illogical people, they're looking for some magical stuff to believe it. Both are nonsense. We are talking about a very delicious juice. If you taste it, you become addicted and you will become a happy fellow. This is what love is all about. Could not be explained, could not be understood, nothing. The only thing is to taste it and acquire the taste for kindness. Then you have your path towards love. And that's it. But when you're thinking about tomorrow, believe me, you, tomorrow, they say it is. No, next year, they say it is. Tomorrow is not the last day. Next year is not the last year. This is an ongoing project. That silly caveman who found the fire for the first time, he could not even imagine something like this. But that was for this. From cave to here, to make this technology, to talk to all of this. And is this the end of it? Why should it? Just because you think you're the last? Am I the center of the universe? You should understand this is an ongoing stuff, and I'm happy I'm a part of it. If I know my limitation and I try to the best, I'll be rewarded. If I do something silly, the punishment is here. This is what it is. As simple as that, right? Yes.
Thou art past being afraid of bodily death and dismemberment of the limbs. Vain imagining concerning the dismemberment of head and foot has gone from thee. There has come to thee for a defense against imagination a shield exceedingly strong.
Mm-hmm. So God will explain to him that this was not for your punishment, because you transformed, you arrived somewhere, that for you, you don't differentiate it even between the head and the foot and the stuff like that. So you are saved. But do not forget, all of this is a lesson for others, for we. Whatever we do, the private part of it will go away. But our deeds, which is influencing the others, that's what we should be careful about. Let's go back to those magicians. Do you remember we stopped them? Because we found two exceptional fellows who understood that the thing is more than what we know now. So let's dig. They went to the mother and the father. Remember all this story, right? We stopped all of that to explain all of this. Tonight, you could go back. You see, he was talking about it. He stopped it. Then what he said. He made some points clear here, which you could read. That he made an example of this. He said why bewildering will stop something. The story, let me tell you a story, blah, 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 blah. Now we go back. Why? Inshallah, now we are qualified because we got it all. We realized what part of scientific approach he is explaining, because this part of the book was talking about science. Sorcery was the science here. He brought in these Harut and Marut. Why talking about those two angels? What was the point about those two angels? They were arrogant. They were sitting up there with no lust, with no hunger, looking at the human man and saying, "Psh, these people, oh my God, let us show them." I said, "Excuse me, if you want to go down, you're going to have the lower part of the body as well. You will have the hunger and sex. Then what do you do?" What did they say? They said, "Oh, don't worry about that." Because they didn't know what it is. This is your reaction to the stuff that you want to do something and you don't know really what that thing is all about. The arrogance. The arrogance which is indivisible by knowledge. You know more? Yes, you could call it self-confidence, but sort of arrogance. So you should be careful not to become arrogant when you learn and learn more and more and more. To know that no matter how much more you learn, there is a hell of a lot waiting to be learned. It's never finished. Why should I think that, yes, it's finished? This is an ongoing process. That's what the knowledge is all about. Here, he explained it point by point. Inshallah, next time or what time we go upon that. Now, we go back to our magician. They're waiting for us, these two guys. And that's cutting hand we talked about. We got it from the story of the Pharaoh who was used to like that punishment. Yes, read some lines of this.
The reason why the magicians of Pharaoh had courage to suffer the amputation of their hands and feet is it not that the accursed Pharaoh threatened punishment on the earth, saying, "I will cut off your hands and feet on opposite sides, then I will hang you up. I will not hold you exempt from punishment." He thought that they were still in the same imagination and terror and distraction and doubt, so that they would be trembling and terrified and affrighted by the vain imaginings and threats of the carnal soul. He did not know that they had been delivered and were seated at the window of the light of the heart. They had recognized their shadows from their real selves and were crisp and alert and happy and exulting. If the mortar of the sky should pound them small 100 times in this miry place, yet since they had seen the origin of this composition, they were not afraid of the derivatives of imagination.
Okay, what is this about? Suddenly everything changed. Okay, we talked about it, we explained everything. Let's go back to these magicians. I didn't see any magician here, up to now. It was just the Pharaoh, that ego. And that ego was what? He ordered this cutting the right and left, the hand and the feet. He ordered it because he believed these fellow are like this and this and this. Why? Go back to it. You will hear the adjective of the Pharaoh himself. Because everybody thinks the others are like me. Here the Pharaoh thinks that, okay, now I shout and they need a new pants, I don't know. So it happens. I frighten them, they give up. He was silly. Like our dervish, do you remember? Two different facts, but the same stuff, to think that everybody is the same. You should understand everybody is not the same. There are exceptional people. Of course, every animal is trying to remain alive. To an extent that you could interpret it like this, I have wrote it like this, that life is running away from death. That's what life is. Every animal is running away from death, which is always there. And you could never run away enough. It will catch you at the end. Is that what the life is? Animal life, yes. But when it comes to human life, something else. The transformation that could happen in a human being, the animal, they don't have that capacity. Human being could change. In Rumi's belief, from death to life, remember? From crying to laughter. This is what it is. He said, oh, I just saw this fellow, he changed me to something else. I'm not that anymore. This is what we want to concentrate here. So the Pharaoh will think that they are like him. He doesn't understand that. No, they are not like him. They are changed. Somehow they have been visited by that window of light. They know that the real life is like a dream. And in your dream, if you lose your hand, you shouldn't worry. You wake up, you have your hand. They think it's like this because they know the other dimension of this life, which is not about not dying. It's about participating, about being accounted, about doing something, about being worth it for something. It's not about my death. My death will happen, always, because I'm carrying it. By being alive, we are carrying the death. That's what life is. But human being has some other stuff. That's why we know these exceptional human beings, that they are not worrying about losing something. Because when you stand up for the justice, you will lose something. There is a price to pay for everything. Do you ready to pay the price? Because this is what we want to talk about. Yes?
He did not know they had been delivered and were seated at the window of the light of the heart. They had recognized their shadows from themselves.